tough stance on oil prices from OPEC.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, APM, I'm Bob Moon in for Steve Chiotakis. A surprise announcement from the global oil cartel, OPEC, has already pushed prices back above $100 a barrel. The 12-nation group declared it will keep production levels steady. For some analysis of what's behind this, we turn to Professor Kent Moores of Duquesne University. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Most analysts, I think, were expecting OPEC to increase production. What happened here?
Well, I think we're seeing the first public indications of a much more deeper division in OPEC. And that division is essentially between Iran on the one hand and Saudi Arabia on the other. Iran, Venezuela, to a lesser extent Kuwait, are clearly of the opinion that the production ought to be restrained, thereby to keep the international price elevated, whereas Saudi Arabia is of the opinion that the high price is beginning to discourage demand, and that will have an adverse impact.
Does it look like Saudi Arabia, as it signaled, might go it alone and increase its own production?
Well, it can do that, and it's done that in the past. And in fact, if they decide to turn the spigots on, they will have an impact, and it probably may be as much as $5 to even $10 a barrel on the market. We do have to recognize that the primary excess supply that can be put on the international market in a matter of hours is almost entirely Saudi. The problem is by mid-2012 to the end of 2012, we may already be at or exceed the demand levels that Saudi excess capacity could easily satisfy.
So let me ask you the $64 a tank question. When are gas prices going to go down?
Well, gas prices probably have gone down as much as they're going down nationally. We're not going back anywhere close to $3.30 or thereabouts.
Well, despite that, I will still say thank you, Professor Kent Moores at Duquesne University.
Thank you, sir.
President Obama visits Northern Virginia Community College just outside Washington today. He's set to announce an expanded job training program aimed at boosting manufacturing. Our education correspondent Amy Scott is with us from WYPR in Baltimore. Amy, why talk about growing manufacturing jobs at a school, a community college?
Well, because that's where a lot of vocational training takes place. But critics say that students often spend a lot of time and money on job training and then find that they can't get a job. So the White House is teaming up with manufacturers and community colleges to create a new standardized credentialing system so that someone who studies, I don't know, welding in Virginia can take that credential to an employer in, say, North Carolina. I spoke earlier with Thomas Bailey with the Community College Research Center at Teachers College. He says community colleges typically have good relationships with local employers.
So if you have an institution that provides credentials that don't take a long time and at a reasonable cost to the student, then I think those are certainly attractive sites to begin that type of an effort.
But Amy, we hear all the time that American manufacturing has been on a slow decline. So are there going to be enough jobs?
Right. Well, manufacturing has actually led the economic recovery with more than 230,000 new jobs in the last year and a half. That's, of course, a fraction of the jobs lost in the recession. But the White House also points out that there are more than 2 million older manufacturing workers likely to retire in the next 10 years. So we'll need new workers to take their jobs.
Marketplace's Amy Scott, thanks.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk. Since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance. Trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ.
Time to check the numbers. Either the market is still shaken by yesterday's bleak short-term outlook from Fed boss Bernanke, or maybe it's today's oil stunner. Either way, the numbers are subdued and back below water at the moment. The Dow is off 13 points, a tenth of 1%. The S&P 500 is almost 0.25% lower. The Nasdaq is suffering by 0.5%. And now let's do some more numbers. 192, 203, 201, 237. That happens to be what's known as our IP address. You type marketplace.org, but the web magically converts it. Soon there may be a whole new web of numbers. Big and small internet players are taking part today in the largest one-day test of a new internet of sorts. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins addresses this.
We've got so many devices that use the internet that we're running out of ways to connect. A next-generation system has tons more space, but isn't widely used. It's called Internet Protocol Version 6. The test today sounds even catchier, IPv6 Day.
Not just IPv6 Day, World IPv6 Day.
Martin Levy is with internet service provider Hurricane Electric. Today, Google, Yahoo, Facebook, and hundreds of others are testing the V6 system. Most users shouldn't notice a problem.
Unless there is a configuration issue.
If that happens, you won't be able to get to the websites of test participants. Michael Van Norman is director of network engineering at UCLA.
The reason the providers have all decided to do this on the same day is so that none of them are disadvantaged by looking like they're broken while their competitors look like everything's fine.
Van Norman says it's important to work out the kinks. UCLA, for one, will be rolling out the system in its dorms this summer. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, imagine you're looking for a nanny or a dog sitter, and you hear this on the other end of the line.
Hello? I'm calling in regards to the ad I read in the paper.
Yeah, anyone who's seen Mrs. Doubtfire knows it can be hard finding good help. A Los Angeles entrepreneur kept hearing complaints like that, which gave him the idea for Rent a Grandma. He's now aiming to franchise nationwide. The site offers carefully screened mature women for things like elder care and housekeeping. One of the selling points on the Rent a Grandma website: women in their 50s don't text or tweet while they're watching your kids. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Chinese students spend years studying for intense college entrance exams, but once they get to campus, many of those students lose steam.
Chinese schools are producing this talent. In fact, maybe they're taking some very creative people and making them uncreative. And so this has tremendous economic implications.
I'm Tess Vigeland. What college burnouts mean for the Chinese economy? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.